Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 9 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and sunny day across Israel, with warm temperatures expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa will also enjoy pleasant weather, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just moments ago that the IDF warns Hamas is rapidly developing FPV drone capabilities similar to those used by Hezbollah in the north. Also, a short time ago, JNS reported that IDF Command Sergeant Maj, Rez, Alexander Glovanyov was killed in a Hezbollah drone attack on the Israel-Lebanon border. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, the IDF has confirmed the death of Sergeant Major Glovanyov near the Lebanon border earlier today. Separately, the Australian Jewish News tells us that singer Noam Betan is poised to make a significant impact in the music industry as he prepares to embrace new opportunities. And finally, from earlier reports by JTA, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. Here's what people are saying online. The Israeli Foreign Ministry posted recently, mourning the loss of Command Sergeant Major Res, Alexander Glovanyov, expressing condolences to his family and loved ones. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted that Hezbollah has lost a key city, Bint Jael, now under IDF control, highlighting significant developments on the ground. Seth Franzman, a journalist, noted that no charges have been filed for the October 7 attacks, raising questions about accountability. Let's go deeper. Starting with the threat from Hamas, Ynet reports that Israeli military officials are concerned about the group's efforts to replicate drone tactics from Hezbollah. This development comes as the IDF intensifies its operations in Gaza. The growing threat underscores the evolving nature of conflict tactics in the region. Turning to the tragic loss of Alexander Glovanyov, both JNS and I-24 News confirm his death from a Hezbollah drone strike today. Glovanyov was a veteran and a heavy transport vehicle driver. This tragic event highlights the ongoing risk to Israeli forces near the northern border. Meanwhile, the Australian Jewish News features Noam Betan, a singer with Israeli and French roots, who is ready to take the music world by storm. His years of hard work are paying off, suggesting a bright future in the industry. On the international front, the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman for the Boulder firebombing closes a painful chapter for the victims' families. The JTA reports the emotional impact on the community, emphasizing the ongoing fight against anti-Semitic violence. In financial news, first, NICE shares have dropped over 20%, as CTEC reports concerns about the sustainability of its AI-driven earnings growth. Separately, Globes reports that Yaron Elad and Elik Etzion have launched Alpha Drive Ventures, a $10 million fund focusing on cybersecurity and AI investments. And finally, Walla Business informs us about Israel's new refueling plane, the Boeing KC-46, which has completed its first test flight in the U.S. This major acquisition will extend the Israeli Air Force's operational capabilities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.